Clear your mind. Let us in. We're here to help. You've spent your whole life fighting. You've balanced wants against needs. The time has come to stop fighting. If you need it, we provide it. Relax. It's about time that the Moral Influx Company gives you everything you've ever wanted. Find bliss in the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
The Wild West, a place where only the strong survive, a time when magic was alive. Bluntly, a time and place where anything could happen.
Whoa! Despicable. Truly, truly despicable.
Huh? What's this now?
What's this odd fellow on about?
What's got you troubled, mister?
I look around here. You know what I see?
A town?
Yes, indeed, sir. A town. A beautiful one at that, but not for long. This is a town with an infection.
An infection, you say?
Yeah.
Should we call the doctor?
No. I'm afraid no physician, healer, or shaman in this country could treat this illness. Why, not even the most mystical medicine man of the Orient could care for this malnormality. I know. I've asked him myself.
My God, what is this illness you speak of?
Tell us, please.
This dastardly disease I speak of is one called crime.
My word.
Yes, folks, crime. Crime hangs over your fair town like a plague of locusts, ready to swarm through your streets and consume everything in its path. If something isn't done soon, this once peaceful burg will erupt in an anarchic firestorm that will leave no man, woman, or orphan standing!
Dear God!
What can we do?
Not the orphans!
Fear not, townspeople, for I have the exact prescription to solve this problem. I know what ails you. I've come to make you better. I give you the Zodiac!
That just looks like a gun!
This weapon may appear to be but an ordinary Smith & Wesson, but it is enchanted by the very stars themselves. Put this revolver into the hands of any man, woman, or orphan, and its magic engineering will guide your bullets to hit every target, every time. With one of these at your hand, no bandit, badnik, or hooligan will ever dare threaten your livelihood.
A magic gun?
I don't believe it.
I demand a demonstration.
Very well. A demonstration you shall have. All I need is a volunteer. How about you, sir?
Who, me? Is someone pointing at me right now?
That man?
What? He's blind.
He couldn't hit a thing.
What better demonstration could I give of my enchanted device than to show it in use by a blind man? With the Zodiac in his hands, he will see better than the most powerfully sighted man.
Now, this I gotta see.
Give him the gun. Give that blind man the gun.
Here you are. Now, let's see. About 20 yards east of here is a bottle of Sunset Sarsaparilla sitting on a post. I want you to hit that bottle.
Well, I guess there's no harm in trying. I've never fired one of these things before. I'm a pacifist.
Just feel around until you find the trigger.
Uh-huh.
Then you want to squeeze.
Squeeze the trigger.
Oh, nice. I don't believe an impossible shot.
It really is magic.
There you have it, folks. And the blind shall see when guided by the stars themselves. Hold the mighty Zodiac in your hand, and you be safe forevermore. Or my name is an Arthur Igor Limesmith. Now, Are you interested in partaking in this life-saving opportunity? Or should I take my business to the next town?
I can pay.
I'll take two.
How many do you get?
My say, sir. Pardon me. Make way, sir. I need five. I'll take three guns. Three guns.
My money's just as good as everybody else.
I need three.
Mr. Limesmith has a knack for magic, or rather, shadow play, of knowing exactly what people want before they even realize it. But amidst counting money and preaching products, Arthur Limesmith will be introduced to real magic, with his fate negotiated by the Grayscale.
Who is it?
The Queen of Bloody England.
Come on in, Charlie.
I negotiated with the local store owner. Gave him the whole 24-hour waiting period spiel. He knows not to hand over the guns to the paying customers till noon.
Great. We head out at dawn, then.
Hey, did you open the bottle without me? You know that's my favorite part.
I apologize, dear boy. I simply could not wait to celebrate tonight. I mean, you were there. Was it not the easiest town yet?
They bought my blind man bluff right from the beginning. Didn't even let me get to my tragic backstory.
It's a shame. I do so love that story. You simply must regale the next town with that yarn.
Where is the next town?
There's a minuscule hamlet 5 miles due south.
Minuscule? I don't like the sound of that. Is it worth our time?
Minuscule, because it protects a silver mine that is very much on the hush-hush. It may not be populated with people, but it surely is with silver. Our asking price will be gargantuan.
Oh, baby, we're gonna be stinking rich. We won't have to run this racket no more.
Do you not like our line of work, Charlie?
It's not that, Arthur. It beats my old gunslinger life for sure. It's just... getting rich is the whole point, right?
I suppose so.
Tell you what, why don't we leave the hotel to celebrate tonight? Go to the saloon, find some nice young ladies.
Too risky. No, I must suggest that we get to bed after this drink. You'll thank me later when our pockets runneth over with silver.
Hear, hear!
Whoa, whoa! Despicable, ladies and gentlemen. Truly, truly despicable.
What's he on about?
I'm intrigued. Let us listen on.
This is a beautiful town you have here, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm afraid to say that it is sick.
Sick, you say? Heaven forbid. Please tell us you have a cure of some kind.
As a matter of fact, I do. For the illness that infests this town is not a malady of the body, but of the mind. This town is infected by crime. A crime that threatens to turn the entirety of this lovely community into a modern-day Gomorrah.
Help us, kind stranger.
Yes, what should we do?
Behold, the answer to all your woes I give you. The Zodiac. With this mystical weapon, you'll never have to worry about bandits, banditos, or bandicoots again.
Is that so?
Who dresses in all black like that?
My word, I think he's a bandit.
Yes, stranger, as a matter of fact, it is so.
Well, golly, a magic gun? I'd sure like to see a demonstration.
And I'd love to give it to you. Why don't we use... You, sir!
What, me? Is someone pointing at me right now?
You must be confident in your product, sir, that you would have a blind man as a demonstrator.
I am indeed. Now, sir, there's a bottle of sarsaparilla.
Don't tell me you're gonna have him aim at a bottle. Why not give him a real target?
Like what?
A bandit such as myself. If this gun is as magical as you say it is, this blind man should have no problem shooting down me, the Black Rider.
The Black Rider?
The best gunslinger in the
I
West?
Heard he never misses a shot.
All right, then. With the Zodiac at his side, even a blind man could defeat this legendary bandit. Isn't that right, stranger?
Well, I...
Fear not, stranger. Merely let the power of the cosmos guide you, and I'm sure you will be as fast as quicksilver.
Arthur, I don't know about...
Silence, good sir. Pistols drawn on the count of three. One, two...
Three.
I don't believe it.
You had best believe it, Flim Flam Man. Your tricks are at an end. At dawn tomorrow, I will find you guilty of trying to pull the hood over the Black Rider, and you will be hung for all to see. Then, I'm gonna set this town ablaze, just like I did the last couple of places you tainted with your horn-swoggling routine. And since I'm a kind man, I'll let you have tonight to repent on your sins. Don't even try leaving town, either. I got my gang posted up in the hills surrounding the whole town. Nobody leaves, you hear me? Tonight, you all repent, and come tomorrow you meet your grim ends. Sound good, Flim Flam Man? Good. See you in the morning, Slick. Hyah!
Oh, God. What am I gonna do?
Easy does it, Arthur. Easy does it.
Something I can help you with, Flim Flam Man?
Black Rider! How did you...
I knew a snake like you would try to get me in my sleep.
Now wait just a minute. I wasn't planning on doing anything of the sort.
Oh, really? Why are you in my chamber, then?
I have come with a late-night business opportunity.
Is that why you've got the briefcase?
Indeed. Now then, as you are no doubt aware, there is a silver mine nearby. I have come upon a method of transmuting silver into any form of metal available through a rare form of alchemy. If you were to let me live, I could share that information with you.
The alchemist assemblage? You really think I'd fall for a con that old? At least try something from this century.
All right. You caught me. I was trying to bluff you, but this is no bluff.
A piece of paper?
It's not just any piece of paper. This is a will to my late uncle's vast fortune. The fortune is yours, if you let me live. All you would need to do to claim it is spend one night in a haunted house.
I'ma give you to the count of 10 to get out of here before I fill your head with holes.
All right, fine. I can see my efforts were for naught. I must rest with my fate. Good night. I'll be leaving. Oh, whoa! Losing balance! Briefcase dropping!
That's a lot of money.
Oh my, you weren't exactly supposed to see
Sawyer that. Swindle? Really? I admire your appreciation of the classics, but I'm afraid they won't work on me.
But how? How do you know so many tricks?
Well, I did invent most of them.
What do you mean you invented them?
Is there more than one meaning of the word invented?
I don't understand.
Come on. You really don't know who I am.
You're the Black Rider.
Sure, but I go by many, many names. The Black Rider. The original Black Rider. The Dark Prince of the Night.
Dracula?
Dracula? No, you idiot! That's not even... Allow me to introduce myself. You have known me for ages, eons even. You have cowered in fear of me. Some call me Beelzebub, others Satan. But I believe your people refer to me simply as the Devil. What? Too dramatic?
No, can't top that. That was great.
Thank you.
This certainly changes things, though.
It does it?
You do fiddle contests, right? What say I challenge you to—
No fiddles. I gave that up.
Seriously? Come now, there must be something that would spare my life.
Well, there is one thing.
Name it.
You're going to make me say it?
My soul?
Bingo.
And if I let you take my soul, you'll let me walk out of this town unharmed?
Indeed I will. I am nothing if not a man of my word.
And you'll spare the townspeople?
The townspeople? What do you care about them? You were about to rob them blind.
Money can be made and lost. Can't say the same about life.
Well, actually, I have the power to—
For mortals, you spare the town too, or else the deal is off.
It's settled then. For your life and the life of the townspeople, you will let me take your soul.
Agreed.
Wonderful.
I'll be claiming my prize then. Sit back. This won't hurt a bit.
What the?
Is there a problem?
There's nothing in here. Where is your soul?
Did I forget to mention that I don't actually have my soul on me?
Where is it?
I'm afraid you aren't the first deity to try to teach me a cosmic lesson. It tends to happen every 5 towns or so. I lost my soul to Loki about, 20 years back, and since then, I've been pulling this same play on each deity I've come across in my travels. You're welcome to try and track down my soul, but I must warn you, Loki is quite attached to it. I don't understand what it is with your deities and your souls. I never found a use for it.
I don't believe this. You tricked me. This is unfathomable.
Oh, come now. It happens to the best of us.
Not to me. I've never lost.
The night doesn't have to be a complete loss.
What do you mean?
Dear Prince, you've proven yourself to be quite the formidable opponent. And after your escapades in town today, I'm in need of a new partner.
Are you suggesting you and I work together?
That's right, old boy.
You want me to go around towns being blind and shooting bottles for you?
And waste the unspeakable talents of the devil himself? Perish the thought! I have much bigger ideas in mind. There are many pantheons of gods out there just ripe for the picking. With our skills together, we could really make a killing.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I like the way you think, Arthur.
Partners?
Partners.
Good show! Now then, we had best hit the road. Time is money. I happen to know Quetzalcoatl has a summer home about 20 miles south of here. What say we pay him a visit?
Oh, yes. I remember that summer home. He went on and on about it. I was wrong about you, Arthur. You're all right.
High praise, my friend. High praise indeed.
The West, a slippery place full of slippery people and slippery demons. A reminder that anything is possible, like unlikely friendships or mutually beneficial business deals with the devil. A declaration to open your mind and question your perceptions, lest you be subject to swindling from the grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Michael Gugliotti. A Real Straight Shooter was written by Matthew Schott, directed by Andrew Terrence Caberline, and edited by Trevor Scott. This episode starred Richie Pepio, Tyler Weaver, and Alex Gerritsen, with Julia Ann Rather as the what. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on July 1st for our next episode.
A light, a pinhole of hope in an empty sky, peeking, inching, trying with all its might to sneak through. A light that ignites the midnight sun, dying as quickly as it was born. A concept like death, like exhaustion, to understand is to end. A light that bends across the empty curve of my forward horizon. She begins her blindly dark smile, and I thought that light was hope. A light I was wrong about. The long morrow had only begun. To my misfortune, I remember the night. To know it is to see it end.